How are you this morning?
I am good. I am good.
Okay.
I'm good. A couple of weeks ago, I was just going, I was extremely anxious, even fearful of making this work with what I saw as this huge limitations. Let me see if I can expand out my video so you can see me a little better. But
I can see you perfectly.
I know you can see me perfectly. I just I'd like to let's see video settings. Where can we? All right. Profile. No, never mind. Okay. I can't use my hands unless I'm using them up here. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, I was feeling so boxed in and stranded in my attempt to move forward. And things have improved on a number of fronts. Well, number of good. It sounds like a lot. Important ones, though. Previously, my manager had told me that the FAA, which is basically an associate advisor in training
Okay.
with the father-son team that I told you about, he had just said the guy's, he's got his hands full. Yesterday, when I was talking, no, Tuesday, when I was talking to my manager, when I on my every other Tuesday call, he was more open. He said, if Ben wants to take some of this these accounts, if that's his decision, he's welcome to it to do that. And last night I had a conversation with Ben on the phone where I explained to him what Supernova's about and that I need to be, releasing accounts that are smaller, and that I would, give him, I would come up with a list of accounts that I think are households, I should say,
Right.
that I think may be of interest to him. We get on Skype, business Skype, where I could show him the household, and he could go ahead and didn't have to make a decision right away, but go ahead and discuss what why I think it would be of value for him to take it, and giving him full ability to choose on a one-on-one basis, not a not like, oh, you've got to take the riffraff with the with the with some good ones,
And would
although
you be doing this on a split basis with him?
I would be doing it on a 80-20 basis.
Okay, he gets 80, you
Yes.
keep 20.
Yes.
Okay, that's very fair.
Yeah. And that and suggested by Dan Hughes, my manager, is that I really should put a terminal date on that arrangement so that he knows at some point in the future he's getting 100% of the revenue. To be determined in conversations with them later.
Right.
And by the way, just observation in terms of the video by Rob's,
Robin.
that he talks about giving these accounts away and that later on maybe the advisors needs advice and will bring the accounts back to you. I think that's
That's not going to happen.
yeah, that's I think that's a fairy tale, but
And plus, you probably don't want it to happen because if we do this right, okay, I mean, if we do this right, you're going to be in a constant stair step to the stars, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not, I my point is not that at all that I'm expecting it. I'm pointing out that Rob, made a statement that just didn't ring true, and
Right.
we're on the same page on that. Okay, so
Yeah.
anyhow, Ben is very interested in sitting down with me. I was this morning going over, I mean, definitely way behind in terms of what I should be doing at this point. You know, week three in conversations, I acknowledge it. I did go ahead last night and order a sample client folder.
Okay.
So I've got that on its way. Okay. I did read up to the first chapter in the book. I mean, I hadn't cracked that open. So
which
I did
book
that
was this? Which
one? That's the you know the whole basis, the 2008 book.
Oh, okay. Supernova Advisor.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I actually cracked it open and I read, you know, thoroughly. It was interesting to see the name of, you know, Morgan Stanley's CEO, you know, back in his Merrill Lynch days, and Stanley Fisher actually being commented on as doing something good for the firm in terms of, you know, so. But anyhow, either here or there. Point being is that I started reading that. I ordered that sample. I was looking at the other stuff, but I want to take a look at the sample. This morning, I was focused on really, you know, honing in on what do I want as far as you know, setting my boundaries.
Yeah, your targets.
Yeah, exactly, and. I went over my list of households. The list, it spit out the number 157, but I went over them. And for one reason or another, about 100, let's say 157 of them can be just carved away because they're either closed accounts or they're small accounts, but they're part of a larger household. Just for some reason, they're not linked. So it cuts down to about 100. And what I went and did is I counted down. What did I do? I don't know what the number is, but it's well under 100 down to the number 250,000 in assets.
OK, and, so that was the baseline.
Yeah.
You know, OK.
Yeah.
That was your baseline.
Baseline. OK, so that's baseline. So, you know, that's baseline. I'm thinking 500 would be a good minimum, you know, to start with.
I'm going to write that down.
Okay. And I probably should too. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start a journal of my supernova activities in a Word document that I think I'll be sending to you a day or two before our calls, just so you can see what I've been up to for the previous week before we sit down together.
Okay.
You know, I think that would be helpful. I mean, it'd be good for me to know what's, you know, see what I've been doing, and good for you to see that too. Okay. So 250, you know, is kind of the bottom, you know, the bottom line. And, you know, 500 sounds a comfortable number to start with. May want to end up raising that.
Absolutely, you do.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but for now, just as a number to start with. Now.
Okay, so that means that 250 would be the minimum. You will not take an account that doesn't have at least 250,000, and your target is five.
No, I'm thinking more of an account that must have at least 500.
There you go. So your absolute minimum is 500.
Right. You know, so keeping people down to 250 would dramatically reduce the number of households I've got.
Right.
Setting a target, I mean, a minimum, absolute minimum of 500. So.
And then you're going to target those that have at least
500 plus.
Okay, I would say you're going to target people that have 750.
Yeah.
Okay, you're targeting 750. Your absolute minimum that you're willing to take in is 500,000.
Right.
Okay. That's okay. That's a good 1 year start. Now, if all of a sudden, when we get into client acquisition, you start adding 30 households, okay, and you all of a sudden you're going from 100 to 130, there's no way that you can work the concierge practice, which means stair step to the stars. You've got to continue to refigure, which means now your absolute minimum might move to 750 and your target then moves to 1 million. Okay. I just want you to understand how that continues to evolve, you know, over a period of time. And if I'm going to help you double, okay, you're probably going to be getting to, I'm going to say probably within, I don't know, 6 to 8 months, your target might very well be 1 million.
One thing I don't think I made clear is my 250 minimum, that's probably just ballpark guessing about 70 households, not 100. Okay. I'm saying that I've got 100 real households. If I trim away everything under 250, that's going to drop me to about 70 households.
Okay. That's kind of where you need to be.
Yeah. So just, you know, I
you get it.
Yeah.
You getting it. You're getting it. That's good.
Yeah. So no, I'm not trying to hang on to 100. I'm trying to whittle it down to 250, which drops it down to about, you know, something in the 70 area. And I'm thinking a great place to start in terms of just a huge sweep of my smaller accounts is I have got the Coastal Bend Women's Group. It's a OBGYN outfit that's got, I don't know, 9 or 10 physicians. I was like really great friends with two of them, but I did too much esoteric stuff. And I've, you know, she would say, I don't want to be in stocks. I want to be in bonds. I want to be in stocks. And, you know, so that relationship blew up. They moved to, you know, another firm. And so I don't have, I mean, I'm warm with the management there. I mean, the administrator,
right.
I've got one physician that's that is part of the group that is, you know, is a client of mine, but there's also all of the staff with much smaller accounts.
Right.
And I'm thinking the selling point to Ben would be, okay, look, my reputation is probably somewhat tarnished around the place when you start talking about physicians. On the other hand, if this gets handed off to you, you get this physician, OBGYN, plus you're a new face, and they're bringing in people on a regular basis, once or twice a year, seemingly they're signing in a new physician. And so if he can warm up the relationship with the group itself, yes, he gets all of these smaller accounts and gets them doing dollar cost averaging and that sort of thing, but he can, you know, have all of the physicians, he gets the existing one, and I'll even throw in somebody that was with the group, left it, a physician, still got assets here. I've never talked to her. I've communicated briefly with her husband, but I mean, 300,000, 400, you know, it's a good size account. And so I think as a package, you know, I said before, you know, individually, but that's a package that I think I can sell to him that would be beneficial to get off of my books, give it to a new face. And, you know, the firm, I think, you know, through him could get more business out of that group.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. With your 70 core,
right,
they're already giving you probably 80-85% of your revenue anyway.
Right.
So all the accounts that you're giving away probably represent 15% of your total production. All right. So you're not giving up much. Now, we have to move through the program and get you into client acquisition, because it's important to right size so that and get organized so that you've got this differentiating capability that you're going out and sharing with people. You know, this is what's different. This is what's changed. Concierge practice. Now, you can have a certain number of butlers. Remember, a butler.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, you understand that. So you can have one butler equals one household. So, I mean, three butlers equals one household. So that's where we're going. And the reason we're doing this now is we want to free up time to be able to take in the type of targeted relationship that you want so that we can hit your target goal of doubling your production, okay? We cannot do it unless we do what you're doing right now. And it takes guts to do what you just did. So I commend you on that, okay?
Well, it's more of just reaching out on that. I also talked to my manager on Tuesday in that call, and he gave me, basically the website to go to our virtual advisor call center.
Right.
To take a look at what those resources are. That would be a lot of the folks that I'm not, that Ben does not want. So I have an avenue for that. So I'm feeling much better about, having homes for these people.
Okay.
Than I did before.
Good. So, yeah. I mean, because you're a good guy. You're not trying to hurt anybody. But then again, you can't be billing yourself out at $25 an hour. Okay. We can't do that anymore. All right. So what we need to do now is we need to get this book right-sized, improve productivity so that you can compete for resources from your firm so that they can, support you better. I mean, it's just like if I were to invest or you were to invest money in your business, okay, so that you really could grow, build relationships, etc., what would you be doing? Okay. All right. Would you be getting a membership at a country club? Social membership. Would you be getting your own CA? How would you invest, that money into your business? So the first thing you're doing is you're saying, look, I got to get myself segmented. I got to get myself organized. I got to move toward client acquisition and the leadership portion of what I do. And that's where we are right now. So let's just move through. We've gone through segmentation and the 5-star leadership model. You're not going to be able to, right now, you're wearing the hat of all 5 stars. You are the director of planning, the director of lead, and we want to get off that treadmill
as soon as possible.
Less than a year, okay? We want to do that. Okay. So you understand what that's all about.
Let me share, just interrupt for a second and share with you a thought that went through my mind when you talked about getting my own CSA. Right now I'm not in a financial position to do that. I've had my own CSA before.
Right.
So I know what that's like. Get some better lights on here. I told you the most incredible CSA at Merrill Lynch at the time. What jumped to my mind is that the only way to really make this thing work would be to get somebody who's just dedicated towards me.
Rephrase that in order for you to really outperform, you're going to have to build a team.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, if you want to get to, you know, a million, 1.5 million, 2 million, you're going to need a team.
Yeah.
But guess what? Going through this program, you're going to know how to do that. You're going to be a lot smarter about how to do that in terms of delegated roles and responsibilities. So not to worry.
All right. Well, my concern is between here and there, that I look at Suanna, you know, Vicky,
yeah,
and I'm just like, I just don't see them giving me the kind of, you know, carving out even an hour a day for Craig to execute the what would need to be done as far as, you know, the quick response, the solving of problems.
Right.
It's hard. It's almost impossible for me to envision that they, you know, that Suanna would, you know, block out. I mean, it doesn't have to be a particular time of the day, but just conceptually, Suanna, I want an hour of your time every day that I know you're working on my stuff and taking care of my, you know, administrative operational stuff.
Right. Well, that's a minimum expectation that she can give you, you know, at least an hour. My goodness. Okay. Let's kind of move on to, have you begun to introduce Supernova to any of your clients?
No.
Entertaining?
No, that's okay. What I'm saying. That's stuff like that is I'm you know, way behind the curve of, okay, you know, at the 3 week point.
So look, do start off just to get familiar, have 10 conversations,
mm-hmm,
between now and the next time we talk, and then kind of report back on what their experience was, what they said. Okay. Let's do 10. We got to get the train out of the train station, you know? So that means you're going to have to rehearse what you say about 12-4-2, 1 hour response to problems, 24 hour resolution, having a financial plan with an eye toward intergenerational planning. Okay. Now, in chapter 4, we kind of get into some of the rituals for success and that sort of thing. And, you know, and that's all about getting up motivated to do what you need to do every day and planning your ideal day and your ideal schedule. So if you have 70 relationships and they're now on your schedule, okay, the next thing that we need to do is have a conversation with Cindy Bowie on the scheduler, okay? You can send her an email and schedule that. Now, the scheduler is, and you, after you have that, you may elect to use it or you may elect not to use it and use whatever CRM that you have been using. But you should have that conversation with Cindy. So what I envision is this, that I would come into your office and there would be 4 folders on your desk. You're going to have 4 calls that day. So if you do 4 per day, that's 20 per week. That's, you're gonna satisfy your 70 personal contacts in a given month. Done. Now, I'd like you to spend the rest of the time that we've gotten back on client acquisition. And we're going to take it fairly easy at first by identifying, you know, centers of influence, working the enthusiastically endorsed model. So those are going to be a couple of the things that we're going to work on. But first, we got to know that you got back your time and now you're planning your ideal day. So when do you start your day? When do you end your day? And when do you want to have your clients' conversations? So is one client going to meet with you on the third Tuesday of every month, another one on the third Wednesday of every month, so that you begin to organize these people as you kind of begin to go through? And these are going to be 15 to 20 minute calls. You're going to talk about the market, their investments, and execute on anything that hasn't been executed on in the plan. Then you're going to get an executive summary out after the call. This is what we talked about. This is what we discussed. And these are what we agreed to. And these are the next steps. That's the template right there. That goes out 4 days prior to your meeting. An email notification goes out. And, you know, you might see if you can get the CA to do that for you. Just send out the reminder of these folks that they got an upcoming meeting. Okay. So at least you can get her plugged into that. Now, after your executive summary email goes out, very short, you take it, stick it in your folder so that when you go in the next month and you've got your calls laid out, you open up your folder. Oh, we discussed this, this, and this. And, and the next steps were to talk about their insurance. Okay. So that's sets up your next meeting, your next appointment. That's where this is going. Okay. Any questions about how this thing is going to flow?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about your niche markets again and becoming, you know, the expert in your niche market. So let's go back and review that. What are your target markets that you want to go after?
And that's not something that I have thought through. I've not really looked at my book to say, okay, where
do these people come from?
Yeah. I mean, it's, okay. You know, it
I'm going to tell you, one seems to be physicians.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've just picked that up just through conversation. So there goes one right there.
Yeah. And so actually, there's just a quick, I did a financial plan with a couple that came in from Puerto Rico in the mid 90s. He had a heart attack early 50s and dropped dead in their bathroom, you know, maybe 8 years ago. And I had, you know, done the whole financial plan, $2 million worth of insurance. And, she even remembers a conversation of, well, should I renew this? And her husband said, well, Craig said that you should keep it. We should keep it. So they paid, you know, they renewed. And we were sitting on the floor of her, you know, in front of her safe, looking through paperwork. And she just point blank said, you know, Craig, if it weren't for you, I would not be set up. And, you know, she's a physician too, but, you know, I think that would be a a good center of influence. Is I mean, I've been to Puerto Rico with him 3 times before, you know, they got, you know, before he died, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. See, there you go. And see, that's where you want to be spending your time, cultivating those relationships. And I would guess that you haven't had the time to really do that kind of follow-up.
Right.
But now you're going to put these people on a regular call schedule, see? You're going to give them that concierge service. You're going to be talking to them once a month. You're going to look in that folder and you're going to know what the next steps are. Now, here's the next thing I want you to do. Now, I don't want to flood you with a bunch of things. I want you to have a monthly agenda of topics. Okay? And I want you to develop 24 months of topics. Okay. So what do you think, just you and I playing back and forth here, what do you think the topic in December that resonates with people right now?
Staying healthy.
Okay. So then I think long-term care is a big topic. And I think tax loss harvesting, you know, is a topic. Okay. Staying healthy is a major topic for all of us, but we're getting a year in.
Yeah.
But we're getting a year in, and so when I say topic, you know, you got it. That's what I'm talking about. So when you kick off January, what do you think a topic might be? I got a list of them in your guide.
Yeah.
So you can pick and choose the ones that you want to work with. You know, you might do a year-end portfolio review with everybody and begin to think about the anticipated changes that we need to make. So there goes maybe 3 or 4 right there.
Yeah.
So what you're doing there is you're attempting to educate your clients. Not everything is going to result in a sale, but at least when we start client acquisition and the referral process, they're going to say, I love working with Craig because Craig's got ideas. Craig has made an effort to educate me. Craig gives me a concierge differentiated service. And, you know, he has solved many of my issues and problems. So that's now setting you up to get people like them that are bigger or larger. And we're going to give you scripts and we're going to coach you on how to do that, Craig. All right. So the whole thing about the fourth chapter here is, you know, now and we don't talk about this enough, but what are you doing to keep yourself healthy? Are you going for a morning walk? Are you riding a bicycle? You know, are you getting, you know, your 30 minutes of kind of fitness a day? Are you thinking about your diet and your exercise so that you've got an energy? These roles take a lot out of you. They're stressful. And we sit a lot. And we got to get up. We got to move around. We got to keep ourselves fit. That's going to recharge you. That's going to energize you. You know, going to start having a, you know, at least a full cup of fruits and vegetables every day. Okay. So you've got to get your mental toughness so that you can perform at the highest level. Then, you know, from a spiritual energy, you already have great values. We talked about that. A clear vision of where you're going. Now, one of the things I do, and I told you, is I have a daily devotional. Okay? And what I do is I read my devotional. I have a journal, and it's in here, and I write out, you know, kind of my spiritual understanding of what I got from that devotional. I write in a prayer, and then I write reflections. It keeps me mentally going. Okay? So this chapter is about the pause and taking stock of who you are and the energy that you're going to need in order to sustain yourself in this business. And the third is the emotional energy that's required. Look, in the midst of a pandemic, you're locked up. I'm locked up. But you got to have that great attitude. You got to be enthusiastic. So when you get on that phone, man, people are excited to see you. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the fourth is your physical energy, getting the proper amount of sleep, the exercise, and the diet, keeping your weight at a normal range.
Or not growing it and ideally having it reduce over time.
There we go. So that's what this chapter is about. And then it's about just staying inspired. So, you know, when I work the spiritual component, that's just me. It keeps me inspired. Some people like to listen to a favorite song. Some take a walk. Some have a mentor, you know, that they call that's going to pull them up a little bit. And or you get some sustenance when you're mentoring somebody else. Okay, so you come back, you're refreshed, and you're ready to go. And that's what I'd like you to think about. There's a day, time each day. Hey, I got to cut it off. Time for me now to spend some time focusing on me. Okay. So you're going to talk with Cindy, and you're going to set up your clients, and you're going to set it up just like an attorney's office or dentist office so that you're not bombarded or people just arbitrarily calling. They know, hey, I got a call coming up. They're going to get their folder and they're going to write some notes. Maybe it was something they saw on television. Maybe something they read in the Wall Street Journal or Barron's or Money Magazine. Mm-hmm. So that's how that is going to work. Now, I have, I don't want to take you too far and deep into client acquisition just yet until I know that you're ready for it, okay? So before you do that, let's at least make sure we got sustainability of your existing client base. And they now know the transformation that's going on in your existing practice. So, in the fifth chapter, which is getting more into organization and planning, getting organized, you know, it's the folder system. There is a there's kind of, I call it an addendum in of information past number 12, where we talk about what the contents of the folder is. Okay, what goes in, the folder for you for the client, and then the folder that you give to the client. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what goes on in number five. So you're almost ready for that, I think. So I think your assignment for next week is to look at number five and cover the schedule and
10 conversations.
Yeah, and then have those conversations. Now, does that seem overwhelming yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so I'm trying to adjust to your pace a little bit. Push you a little bit, but adjust to your pace.
Yeah. Well, I've still got some, you know, I need to do some backfill from, you know, the last couple of weeks, but I feel 100% better. I mean, you saw in that email, there was a lot of fear, a lot of just
a little anxiety,
frustration about the unknown. And, you know, I wanted to definitely, that's why I did the follow on it. You know, hey, I'm sharing all this because I want your guidance on how to get me, you know, through it.
Yeah.
Not as a, just a, you know, so.
Yeah, we're moving forward. We're moving at a decent pace. I'm going to be with you now, you know, for a year. Okay.
All right.
So, you know, so don't worry. If I see you getting too far behind, then I'm going to stop. But I think there are some areas which you are making really good progress. I think you're making great mental progress in terms of, okay, this is reality now. That's set in, and you know what you've got to do. So the pace is all about how quickly you want to get to the growth aspects of your business, but you got to get organized before you can get there. Otherwise, it's just another mishmash.
Yeah.
But if you've got your targets established, you know, you've got your book, you know, segmented, you've got one niche market established. I want you to have that second one as you go through those clients. I like the small business market. I don't know what that's like for you.
I'm good there.
Yeah, so that might be a market that you want to have as your second. I work with business owners, and I work with medical practices, which are also quasi-business owners. So the two kind of are compatible.
Yep.
So I would think about that.
Okay.
All right. So let's cut it off for now. And you've got a number of things to work on until we have our conversation the next time.
Very good. And I think quantifying it is to with Suanna of for this to work for me, I need 1 hour a day of your time. I mean, not, you know, not in a block or anything like that. I need you to commit to give me an hour a day to do your part.
Right.
I think that, you know, if she pushes back on that, I mean, obviously she's not, you know, she's not going to be part of the team.
Well, I think what you do is you say, hey, look, you're going to be working 7 hours a day. Okay. And I know this isn't equal. I'm not going to demand that I get 2 hours of your time, but I want one dedicated hour where you're working on Craig Pierce stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what you have to do is help her know the things that you need to get done. And you need to give her a to-do list. So you should start having a morning huddle for 10 minutes each morning. This is what I'm working on. This is where I need some help. And at the end of the day, How did we do? Okay. Do a wrap up for 10 minutes. That's it. Each day. Okay. How you feeling about that, my friend?
Well, I'm thinking that I could see 10 in the morning. I'm not so sure about 10 in the afternoon, because that's when she, you know, she's trying to get everything done and out, you know, figuratively out the door. I mean, basically turn her computer off. I'm thinking that if we the following morning review what was done the previous day and what the day's game.
I'll accept that. That's a start. That's something.
Yeah. You know, I think that, and, you know, that would get me up in the morning earlier in order to have that time.
Okay. In Supernova, everything gets scheduled. The time that you're going to have with meeting with her for that 10 minute, that gets on the schedule. Your fitness routine, that gets on the schedule. Okay. Your lunch, that gets scheduled. Okay. Your client calls, scheduled. Your prospecting calls, scheduled. Your meditation time, scheduled. Okay. Everything gets scheduled. And don't let things interrupt that schedule. Okay. All right. It's not, this won't be the last time we'll revisit this.
Oh,
you know me. Coming, I'll be coming back at you. How's this going? I'll be talking to you about what's your targets.
Curtis, I can't hear you. What?
Yeah, right. So, you know, I'm not gonna let you off the hook. I'm there with you.
Understood.
Okay, my friend. You have a great rest of the week.
You have a great rest of the week too.
All righty. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye.